All of my books at their core have been about the same thing, how to be happy. In fact, that mission has been at the heart of everything I've tried to do in my career. When I wrote Do You, Super Rich, and Success Through Stillness, it was only to help readers become happier. Just as when I made records with Def Jam, clothes with Fat Farm, and videos with my latest company, All Def Digital, ADD, it's only been to bring a little more joy into people's lives. I'm always thrilled when someone comes up to me on the street and says, "Russell, Do You help me get through a tough time?" Or, "Hearing Run DMC changed my life." It feels great to know that I've contributed, even just a tiny bit, to a positive change in someone's life. But as cool as it's been to get that sort of feedback, I'm expecting a different kind of reaction to this book. No, The Happy Vegan won't just change your life, it can save your life. Not to mention save the world as well. That's a big claim, but it's made with a confidence that can come only from experience. Becoming a vegan hasn't only made me much happier, but healthier too. It helped me disconnect from the lifestyle that was making me sick, a lifestyle that has put too many other middle-aged African-American males in the ground. Today, on the verge of my sixth decade, I feel content and centered, full of energy and appetite for all that life has to offer. I'm in a wonderful space, and I credit much of it to my decision to stop consuming animal products. It's a space, however, that took a long time to arrive at. As those of you familiar with my story already know, I spent much of the first half of my life abusing my body with various toxins. From weed to coke to angel dust, there wasn't a drug I didn't get high off of. Just as there wasn't a kind of meat or dairy I didn't consume. Products that were in many ways just as bad for me as drugs. I finally got sober at the age of 30. In my late 30s, I embraced the practice of yoga, which helped me leave my toxic lifestyle behind me for good. In literally my first class, I experienced a sense of serenity and clarity I'd never felt before. Yoga helped me see that getting high had been nothing but a distraction. I found I preferred waking up sober to going to bed high. Yoga, in turn, led me to meditation, which taught me how to further wipe the distractions out of my mind and focus on my best ideas. My personal relationships and business began to improve. Instead of walking around in a daze, I was looking at life through cleaner lenses. It was a great way to live. Thanks to that clarity, for the first time in my life, I also found myself starting to think about the food I was putting into my body. During my yoga classes, my teacher, Sharon Gannon, or one of her disciples, would gently but firmly remind us not to put toxins in our bodies. Every day after class, it seemed, I'd meet someone who followed Sharon's mantra and had removed animal products from their diet. Inevitably, they were in great shape and smiled a lot. I was impressed. I was also inspired by my great friend and current head of television development at ADD, Simone Reyes, who had been a vegan for many years. Another big influence was Glenn E. Friedman, my senior executive in charge of television development at Def Pictures. Through their collective examples, I felt myself inching closer toward a healthier relationship with the world. I finally took a great leap forward on New Year's Day 1997. I was staying on the Caribbean island of St. Barts, where I love and still love taking a month-long vacation during the winter holidays. Glenn, as he often does, was staying with me at a villa I'd rented by the island's clear blue ocean. I woke up New Year's Day planning on hitting the beach, but a peek out the window at the overcast sky told me Mother Nature had other ideas. So Glenn and I decided to watch a movie instead. For months, Glenn had been bugging me to watch a film called Diet for a New America. Once I watched it, he promised I'd stop eating animal products and never look back. In my heart, I knew he was probably right, just as in my heart, I knew the yoga community was right, too. I was primed to make a change. Yet for some reason, I'd been resisting watching the tape. Giving up drugs and taking up yoga and meditation had been a major transformation for me. Changing what I ate on top of all that seemed like just a little too much to think about.